NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Two people are dead and dozens more are injured in violent clashes in Cairo. This follows a controversial ruling on an Egyptian case that has spurred weeks of violence. Soccer fans are angry there weren't harsher sentences for defendants who participated in a deadly soccer riot in Port Said. NPR's Leila Fadel has more.
The judge reaffirmed 21 death sentences, but acquitted 7 of 9 police officers, along with 21 others. The defendants are accused of participating in a bloody riot last year, when soccer fans of the Port Said team stormed the field and a deadly melee ensued that security forces failed to stop. Mostly teenage Cairo soccer fans of the visiting team, known as Ultras Ahli, see the dead as their own and are demanding harsher sentences. A statement on their Facebook page warned that if more police officers are not prosecuted to the full extent of the law, today's clashes would only be the beginning of their, quote, wrath. They accused the state of interfering in the case to free the policemen. Angry soccer fans in Cairo ransacked and set fire to the police club and the football association in protest. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
Militants in Afghanistan staged 2 suicide attacks that killed at least 18 people today. The Taliban says it is responsible for the bombing in Kabul. They say it's a message to new Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. He's in Afghanistan on an unannounced visit. He wasn't near the Kabul explosion, but was in the city and heard it. Hagel says the U.S. will continue to work with allies to make sure Afghanistan develops democracy. President Obama and Republican lawmakers squared off over budget issues in their media addresses this week, but NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the president says he is reaching out to both parties.
Last week, the president blasted Republicans for what he called their failure to compromise and causing the so-called sequester of automatic spending cuts. Now he says he's reaching out to Republicans and Democrats alike to untangle some of the gridlock.
In the months ahead, there will be more contentious debate and honest disagreement between principled people who want what's best for this country. But I still believe that compromise is possible.
Meantime, Republican Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, in his party's address, worries that the Democratic budget plan set to be unveiled next week will raise taxes and grow the government instead of the economy. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The next stage of Alaska's Iditarod dog sled race has a new leader. 4-time winner Martin Boozer is in the lead. He is followed by Ali Zirkel, who was the second-place finisher last year. In third is the 2004 champion, Mitch Seavey. The winner of the 1,000-mile trek from Willow to Nome, Alaska, is expected to cross the finish line sometime next week. It is time to change your clocks. Daylight saving time starts tomorrow at 2 a.m. your time. Remember, set your clock forward by an hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday or before you go to bed tonight. Firefighters remind people as they change their clocks, change their batteries on smoke detectors. This is NPR. Telecommunications company AT&T is announcing a deal between its wireless subsidiary and more than 20,000 union workers. As Bill Zeeble of member station KERA reports, the agreement applies to workers across the country.
AT&T says the tentative deal affects 22,000 employees across 36 states and the District of Columbia. That generally includes the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, Mountain States, and the West Coast. The employees are represented by the Communications Workers of America. The 4-year agreement provides a pay raise each year of between 2% and 3%. The company says pensions and the retirement savings plan will not change. The union's bargaining committee says it supports terms of the deal and recommends a yes vote. Members have until April 5th to vote. If they okay it, the new contract would last through February 11th of 2017. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
Election officials in Kenya say Deputy Prime Minister Uhuru Kenyatta has been elected as the country's next president. The result is expected to be problematic. Kenyatta is accused of crimes against humanity associated with Kenya's last election 5 years ago. More than 1,000 people died in politically related violence. Firefighters in Italy have put the top portion of a chimney on the roof of the Sistine Chapel. Roman Catholic cardinals will go inside and lock themselves in starting Tuesday as they reflect and then vote for a new pope. When that's over, they'll burn ballots in the chimney. White smoke indicates they've selected a new pope. They'll send up black smoke if they have not yet voted for a pontiff. In 2005, there was confusion about the color of the smoke, so the Vatican installed an extra stove to make the two smoke colors more clear. This is NPR.